God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message on hearing from God. The encouraging word. In these next few moments, we'll deal with what we often find in many of our lives, a season of time where we feel like our prayers aren't getting through. And when they do, we feel like we're not having them answered. We're just not hearing from God. Dr. Wilton will take us straight to the book of Acts in just a moment and dive into that message together. But as we do so, he wants you to know we're available for you. We'd love to pray with you and for you. We can connect keyboard to keyboard on our website at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org, or on this phone number, 866-899-WORD. 24/7, we'd love to pray with you at 866-899-9673. And now today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
Let's just pray together. Father, what an incredible, wonderful opportunity today to just come and worship you like this. This is the greatest privilege that we could ever have. People everywhere right now worshiping you because of this encouraging word. Thank you. Lord, we have so many questions. We've got so many circumstances, so many needs. We've got people hurting in Texas. We're praying for them. We're praying for our government. We're praying for our country. We love our country, Lord. Please help us. Praying for our people. There's so much division and hate. And we're so blessed. And then, Lord, we ourselves need you. So speak to us today in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 1. We're going to be in the book of Acts, chapter 1. Powerful passage of scripture that I have to share with you. So I hope you're going to be able to follow along with me this morning. I tell people all the time, and I just want to say it again, Don Wilton, I've actually got nothing to say. I've got nothing to say outside of God's word. This is God's truth. I want to hear from him. That's what I want to do. I want to hear from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I want to do. So I'm going to be sharing with you today something that runs very, very deep. And I'm going to pray that you're really going to listen. You know, folks, all of us are going through life. And one of the things that I love most of all about church, about worship, when you let worship lead, when we do what we're doing right now, we actually are asking God to speak to us. That's what I'm speaking to you about today. Hearing from God. We need to hear from the Lord. And now here's the bottom line. I'm going to promise you, because of God's word, that if you let God speak to you, you will hear from him, and he will provide every answer to every circumstance. Some of you need healing, physical healing. Turn to the Lord, because he'll do it. Now, I want to show you something here today. Here's what I want to say to you. Is I want you to get a picture with me. I want you to really think about this very quickly. This group of people that followed Jesus, this group, we know them as the disciples. Jesus called them the disciples. They were believers like you and me. And can you just imagine what they got up to? So we can list all their failures and their shortcomings, all their journeys, following Jesus, watching Jesus, seeing what Jesus did. They believed in him. There was no question about it. And Jesus said he was going to be crucified, took them into the upper room, and then he was. So they watched all of that. They were so dead afraid. The crowds were going berserk. You talk about a divided country. They were howling for the blood of these believers. They were looking for them. It was so bad that one of them, Peter, even denied Jesus for fear of his life. Now, I'm not going to excuse Peter, but you know, you and I only know how we would respond when we're looking at imminent death and execution. So I'm not going to stand here and point fingers at Peter. He was a human person like you and me. Some of you right now may be on the point. When you go to work on Monday through Friday, you hide, you deny Jesus because you are being confronted, belittled. I admire our young people so much. So many of you on our college campuses and that. You're denying Jesus per se because you're being hammered. They're hammering you. They're belittling you. And then Jesus came back from the dead. Now that was enough of a shock. They met him on the road to Emmaus. They met him on the highway. They met him on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. He taught them. Then Jesus told them several things. Then he took them back to the Mount of Olives. And all of a sudden, he was taken up out of their sight. Now just try and, it's impossible, but put yourself in their shoes. It was so shocking that God had to send an angel to come down and say, "It'll be okay, boys. Don't you worry. The same Jesus that went up is going to come back down." Jesus had also taught them and instructed them about the Holy Spirit, but they hadn't met the Holy Spirit. They didn't know who he was. And so here they are. Put yourself in their shoes. They were fearing for their life. They had families. They had children. They needed to eat. They had to go to work. And all of a sudden, Jesus had left. They were abandoned. They knew it. They trusted. They believed it. It's not that it wasn't about their faith. They had made a decision they were going to follow Jesus. And so they went back and did the only thing they knew they could do. They said, "Listen, we're not going to look for something. We're not going to consult. We are just going to go back to that room and we're going to gather ourselves together and we're going to let worship lead." Let me read about it. Okay, so I'm going to read a few verses from verse 12 of Acts chapter 1. Listen to this. It's a powerful passage. "Then they returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is near Jerusalem, about a Sabbath journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room." By the way, that is the same room where Jesus taught them about the Lord's Supper. "They went back to the upper room where they were staying." Who was there? We're even told who was there. Peter and John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. Watch this now. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Get this. Get this today. Understand this. All of these people were in one accord. That little word there means they gathered with one purpose, with one heart, one objective. All of them were with one accord. This is a picture of worship here. This is laying aside everything else. They were all with one accord, and here's what happened. They were devoting themselves to prayer. Really? together with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and all the family and the kinsmen. So this was not just these men. This wasn't a little closed community. They just gathered the congregation together. They got up to the congregation and they said, "What is going on?" And everybody was saying, "What are we going to do next? Where can we hide? How are we going to do this? What should we do? Where will we go?" And they knew that they had only one thing that made any sense, and they had to speak to their leader. They knew they had to speak to their leader. Now that's belief, because they just seen him leave the earth. That's faith. These men had real faith. Real faith means that you may not feel in your heart like you looking at God, but you know that he's there. That's prayer. Now, I want to show you something. What I did was this. I said to myself, "Self, what would you have been looking for had you been one of those people?" Let's put ourselves in their shoes. And I summarized it really in four areas. What did they need to know? What did they want their leader, Jesus, to tell them, teach them, help them with? Just four things. I'm sure they probably had 100. Number one, they needed to know about their world.
Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with more with Dr. Don Wilton's message on hearing from God in just a moment. Now, Dr. Don's asked me to follow our heart on occasion, and this is one of those. I want to pray for you right now, because there are some I know that are listening right now and you're wondering, it's been too long since I've really heard from God. We'd love to pray for you specifically one-on-one at the 866-899 word number. I love taking those calls. Would love to pray with you anytime. But right now, I just want to take that even out of the middle. And wherever you are, let me pray over you. Father, I thank you for some that are listening right now and it's been way too long since they've heard your voice. And again, in my own life, I've never heard your voice in that actual way, but oh God, I have felt your voice and felt you lead and direct and guide, and there has been clarity in my life. And thank you for that, Jesus. And that's what I pray in the lives of some that are listening right now, a friend that has got a career decision that needs to be made. And Lord, we just pray that you'd make that very obvious as to what the choice needs to be. For someone who is in a relationship and there has been a crossroads, and Lord, I pray that you'd give wisdom to know what to do next that would honor you the most and bring joy in their lives as they serve you. And Father, for others that, Lord, it just seems to be too long, I pray, Lord, that you would even today refreshen the Spirit of God in the hearts of friends that are just aching for you, Lord. And God, when that happens, we just give you glory and honor. And until it happens, we walk by faith, not by our feelings. And we trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. Know that we'd love to pray with you specifically right now at 866-899-9673 while we study God's Word together with Dr. Don Wilton.
Number one, they needed to know about their world. Listen, the world in which they found themselves was a mess. Their politics, I mean, they had political people talking out of turn, in turn, up this way, out of that way. They were so mixed up and divided, they couldn't decide anything. Their world was so filled with hate and animosity, with racial division, with people demeaning one another, people getting bent out of shape over nothing, with big people and little people. Their world was in a shambles. And here they were followers of Jesus. They wanted to know about the politics of their world. They wanted to know about the social stratosphere in which they lived. They wanted to understand the morality. If I had time today, I'd just speak to you about the moral abyss of the world in which they lived. What was going on? The corruption that was going on in their world. They wanted to know about their world. They wanted to know about themselves. Gosh, put yourself in there. These were fathers and husbands and wives and grandmothers. What am I going to do? How am I going to provide for my family? Where am I going to get my next meal from? I don't even have a job anymore. Folks, who knows? Can you imagine the sickness in that group? What am I going to do about my wife? There's something wrong. She's coughing up blood. What about this person? What about my son, my daughter? They were worried about themselves. They had as many questions about themselves. That's not selfish. You know why they know it's not selfish? Because God loves them like He loves you and He loves me. They wanted to know about their safety. Safety was a big issue. These people were under threat. You talk about ISIS. They were after these followers of Jesus. They were out to get them and to kill them, hurt them real bad, run them out of town, stone them. They were concerned about their own personal safety. They were concerned about their ministry. Can you imagine? Here they had followed the Lord Jesus, and Jesus said to them, "You become fishers of men. I'm going to make you fishers of men." And Jesus left. Well, what do I do with my ministry now? These were a people who were concerned about others. How can we make this bridge work? They wanted to know that. How can we be effective? How can we share the love of Christ when we're living in the world in which we live? So here's what they did. I mean, this is really quite wonderful, isn't it? They did the only thing they knew they could do that would work. They gathered themselves and began to pray. You see, my friends, prayer gives us direct access to God. Isn't that beautiful? Do you know that because the Lord Jesus loves you so much, He went to a cross as a living sacrifice and gave His life for you and for me. So that when you and I confess our sin and repent of our sin, accepting our sin before Him, believing in Him, trusting in Him, here's the word again, by faith. And He comes into our hearts and in our lives. It is through Jesus that we now can come directly into the presence of God. We can talk to our leader and He can talk back. You don't have to go through a preacher. You don't have to go through a priest. You don't have to go through anybody. You individually, one-on-one, can go straight to the only one who can do everything for you and who knows all about you. And that's why they did what they knew was best. They knew they had to hear from God. So they went to Him. Now let me tell you why prayer gives us direct access. It answers their four predicaments. Remember, I suggested to you among the many things that these people must have been wondering back in the time of Jesus. They wanted to know about their world. They wanted to know about themselves. They wanted to know about their own safety. They wanted to know about their ministry. God had the answer to all of those questions. He didn't only have the answer, but He had the solution. I want solutions. I want God to tell me. I want Him to help me. They knew it. So they went back to the upper room. They said, let's let worship lead. God's going to show us what's next. God, prayer gives us direct access, first of all, to our Creator. So, my friends, who exactly is God? What do you believe about Him? Prayer gives us direct access to our Creator, gives us direct access to our Provider. Do you know the Bible tells us that God provides for you and me? What do you need today? Just want to mention, this is Jeremiah chapter 33, speaking of Israel. This is what God said. Jeremiah 33 and verse 6. I recommend you take this verse, read it every day this week. Jeremiah 33 verse 6 through 9. Behold, I will bring to it health and healing. I will heal them. I will reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security. I will restore the fortunes of Judah and the fortunes of Israel. I will rebuild them as they were to begin with. I will cleanse them from the guilt of their sin against me. I will forgive all the guilt of their sin and their rebellion against me. And this city shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, a glory before all the nations of the earth who shall hear all the good that I do for them. They shall fear and tremble because of all the good and all the prosperity that I will provide for them. Now, folks, watch this. Come on. Come on now. Come on. Look at this. God provides for us. He wants to. Let's give him thanks. I will heal you. I'll make you whole. I'll come down upon a nation. I'll bless the people. I will restore you. I'll forgive you. I will take you back to the beginning. In fact, I'm going to be willing to remove any memory or thought of all the sins of your past. Oh, America, let's turn back to God. Prayer gives us direct access, our creator, to our protector, our provider, our protector. You know, David was running all over the place trying to get away from Saul. And he wrote this in Psalm 28:7. I wrote it down. The Lord is my strength. Watch this. The Lord is my strength. He is my shield. In him my heart will trust. And I'm helped. My heart exults. And with my song, I give thanks to him because the Lord is the strength of his people. Paul wrote this in Ephesians 6. I couldn't stop. I was scrawling and scratching. Listen, Ephesians 6:16. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Is it any wonder these people just went back to the upper room and let worship lead? Because this is what prayer does. Prayer gives us access to our creator and to our provider and our protector. But it also gives us access to our director. Our director. Again, the psalmist said, Lord, teach me your paths. And the one you and I love so much in Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will, watch this, direct your paths. I think the one question that this group of people were asking was probably this. What's next? What's next in your life? Maybe you're thinking about retirement, facing a battle, dealing with your children. What's next? Think about our church. What's next? Where do we go from here? Last week we were packed out. This week we packed out again. Where do we go? What's next? What's next, America? It's going to happen to us. Would you bow your heads with me for a minute? Lord, we sense, we know your presence is so real. Right now, just move in our midst in a mighty way.
Perhaps you're sensing that move of God in your own life.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
Welcome. Many of you, I know right now, I'm just believing you prayed to give your life to Jesus Christ. Or some of you, I know, have said, I'm coming back home. I've been away too long. It's time to come home. Maybe now during this time of separation, some of you realize that the physical ability not to come back to church and get plugged in, but you can still come back to God. His arms are open wide for you. He's ready to receive you just as you are. Again, if God had stirred your heart in Don's prayer and Don's preaching today, let us talk with you. Let us pray with you. Jot down these ways to connect, because it's just a couple of ways, and it'll happen 24 hours a day. We will always answer your call at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And of course, we're online all the time as well at tewonline.org. Three key letters, T-E-W for The Encouraging Word, online.org. One more time. Let me slow down. My bride always reminds me to slow down. TEWonline.org. We would love to not only connect with you, but connect with resources that will help you grow in your life. Just know that we are here for you.
It's so easy to think that no one cares about what you're going through. In times of discouragement or trouble, it's hard to know who to trust and where to turn. You can turn to us. Day or night, 24/7, we are here for you. We want to pray for you. It doesn't matter what it is you are battling. We can help you lay it at the feet of Jesus and believe with you for what you are needing. Call us, write this number down, and share it with others. We are not a recording. We are real people that care. If you need someone to pray for you or to pray for you for someone else, call us, 866-899-WORD. All prayer requests remain confidential. Thank you for listening to The Encouraging Word today.
Our time's gone for today, but if you are ready for Dr. Don's Encouraging Word tomorrow, the Daily Encouraging Word, I hope you've signed up for it online at tewonline.org. I'm giving you a taste of what he's going to say tomorrow. He says, sometimes people quote Psalm 51:12 as restore unto me the joy of my salvation instead of restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Big old difference there. My salvation is me working hard and knowing that I'm never really good enough, but thy salvation depends totally on Jesus and what he did on Calvary. It acknowledges it will never be sufficient in ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. That's coming up tomorrow on your Daily Encouraging Word. Oh, you don't have that? Well, you can get a copy for free by calling us at 866-899-9673 or sign up online right now to get the email at tewonline.org. Have a wonderful weekend, and we hope you'll join us again for more of The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton.